It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Have you heard the National Rifle Association has selected an ex-Marine as its next president? But not just any former Marine. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North is resigning his Fox News commentator duties immediately to start leading the NRA. The group's executive vice president and CEO, Wayne LaPierre, hailed the North announcement as the most exciting news for the NRA since Charlton Heston became president. The Wall Street Journal says the pro-gun National Rifle Association has seen a resurgence in support, and at its annual convention in Dallas last weekend, where both the president and vice president spoke, they reported attendance of more than 87,000. From This Week in Agribusiness, planting of the U.S. corn crop continues to be a little bit behind average, with 39% of the crop planted as of this past weekend. That's 5 percentage points behind the 5-year average pace. It was, though, a little bit ahead of the planting rate expected by the grain trade. And soybean plantings, 15% complete as of Sunday, were just about as expected, 2 points ahead of average. It's primary election day in Indiana and Ohio. In Indiana, where one-term incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly is running for re-election, there's been what analysts call a heated and nasty 3-way race on the Republican side. Some analysts have called it a mudslinging race to out-Trump one another. President Trump has stayed away from endorsing anyone there. In Ohio, the governor's mansion will be open since former presidential candidate John Kasich is term limited out of that job, and maybe even running for president again in a couple of years. Say, if you enjoy going to Nashville, as many of us do, have you heard the good news from there? The hotel rates are coming down, may go down even more. There are now 120 new hotels under construction or being planned across that 14-county region of the greater Nashville area. There are more than 24 large hotels with 100 or more rooms currently under construction in downtown Nashville or out east near the Nashville airport and in outlying areas like Goodlettsville. A convention spokesman predicts that all of the hotel rates in Nashville will drop. The low-end rates, he says, will drop the most. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.